Oh, man, that's a real sweet tune there. 36 by Snakefinger, done live in Germany, like probably like in the 80s. Wow, that was a great record. Snakefinger's History of the Blues. That's nice I got to play that. And I played that a long time ago. I played that 13 years ago, just to go to the show, and it was old then. So you're listening to Zombo's Deep Archive, where I am replaying my old shows in my encore slot, yeah, because usually most DJs just play last week's show. I play shows from 13 years ago. I have all my air checks for a long time, and it just happens to be the digital ones started 13 years ago. So that's where we're picking. The show originally aired February the 26th, 2010, and it sounds like the city was still reeling from snowpocalypse. So that's really fascinating. It sounds like the whole snowpocalypse thing was still echoing out through the rest of February. So let's just see what else is just shaking. Let's dig back into the show, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3, Zombo's Deep Archive.
Big love.
yeah! Here comes. For the guys Duquesne Light. The Espanol version of Hang on Sloopy called Loopy. This is probably the original version, too, knowing how the white man is. He is an equal opportunity offender. So here comes Chinese Egg Rock and Roll by Buddy Hackett. RCT, I'm in your brain.
You remember me? I used to have a nice Chinese restaurant. People used to come in and eat nice. Used to sell an egg roll. Used to sell a lobster roll. Then they put in a three-piece band, play nice music, play the foxtrot, play the mambo. Now they don't play, they play new. No more egg roll, no more lobster roll, you see? Lock and roll, lock and roll, everything lock and roll. Hey, stop the music! Stop the music! Boy, make me crazy, that lock and roll. Anybody coming here? 17. Used to have a nice couples coming here. People 35, 30. Used to sit down, hold hands, spread a bowl of chop suey, eat a little rice. It was so nice. Now the people come in here all the same age. Ask the girl the other day, how old are you? She say 17. I say, that's nice. How old are your friend? She say 17. I say, how old your mother? She say 17. Your father? 17. What's the matter? Everybody 17? What happened to 18? What happened to 19? What happened to 20? What happened to the other nothing? Oh, make me crazy, that lock and roll. Spoil my kind of customer. You should have nice people come in dress very classy. Sometime wear the tuxedo. Girl wear the evening gown, wear the cocktail dress. Men come in with a nice sport jacket, plaid, double frap in the back. Sometime not too classy, only got a single frap. Get big executive, Madison Avenue, dressed with a charcoal gray suit. Got a charcoal gray shirt, charcoal tie, charcoal shoes. Take a look on the hands, sometime charcoal hands. They say, hey, executive, I think better wash up before you eat. Now, everybody come in, got a rock and roll suit on. What's that? That's a dungaree suit. I said, what do you wear that dungaree for? What do you wear the dungaree pants? What do you wear the dungaree jacket? What do you got a dungaree face? What's that for? Because I'm a little dungaree doll. Dungaree doll, dungaree doll. Everybody here, dungaree doll. You know dungaree doll. You dungaree joy. You spoil my face. I say, get out of here. No one to lock alone. No one to dungaree doll. You stop that music. Boy, they make me crazy. Everybody is a lock and load. Everybody is 17. Everybody is a dungaree doll. No egg low, no lobster low. Plenty lock and load. You got a 6 o'clock lock, you got a 7 o'clock load. You got an 8 o'clock lock, you got a 9 o'clock load. You never stop the lock, you never stop the load. You lock around the clock and you load around the clock and you lock and you load and you load and you lock. Make me crazy, don't know what the hock. Getting crazy, you can't keep playing. Don't wanna stop, I don't care. Caught the play of my song the whole night long. Close up the door, don't close the store. Stay here all night and sing that crazy lock and load and
store. Becky dear, please come here, do the twist with me. Bend your knees, swing with ease, nice and gracefully. You're a lively maidolin, and you spin like a dreidelik. Come on, Becky, do the twist with me. Boy, now you've got the knack. Move your hands like you schlep a towel when you wipe your back. Hey, Bafisto, baby, you're just as good as they be. Come on, Becky, do the twist with me. How divine, now you got a tat. Up and down, round and round, like a real head cat. Don't jump or hurdle, or you may lose your girdle. Come on, Becky, do the twist with me. Yeah.
Zombo is available for children's parties and old folks' homes. Boob Scotch, Bob Log III by request. And going out to Kenny Joe, we heard Quintron doing Mysterious Ranger. And then also to offend other people, we did the whole of the ethnic set. Kosher Twist, Benny Bell, and the Pretzel Twisters. Chinese Rock and Egg Roll, Buddy Hackett. Hang On Loopy by Los Freddy's, going out to Duquesne Light, Excerpt. Was Johnny Hawksworth, Pat Bobby Summers, a fabulous tune. Black Candy by Beat Happening. We heard Little Bitty Girl, Little Girl, 36-22-46. That was by Snakefinger. And by for Bruce, we heard Lost Cricket in My Ear. Ron Haydock, 99 Chicks, Butterface, done by my old buddies in El Paso, Raw Deal. And we heard Hot Cross Buns. Paul Gaten. Now back to a few, another one-man band. Hazel Atkins, She's Mine. I'm in your brain. I am in your brain. I am in your brain.
I don't care because I love you. She's mine. Yeah, 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 she's mine. Thank you.
Boom, 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 boom. D-I-G means look. D-I-G means stare. D-I-G means see. D-I-G means glare. D-I-G means to use your eyes. So dig, 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 you crazy guys. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig. Dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 you crazy guys. D-I-G means glance, D-I-G means peep, D-I-G means watch, D-I-G means peek, D-I-G means to be alert, so dig, 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 till it hurts. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 till it hurts. D-I-G means gaze. D-I-G means ogle. D-I-G means observe. D-I-G means goggle. D-I-G means to look at that. So dig, 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 you solid cats. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig. Dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig. Dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig. Dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 you solid cats. D-I-G means sharp. D-I-G means knowledge. D-I-G means brains. D-I-G means college. D-I-G means you know the score. So dig, 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 and dig some more. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig. Dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig. Dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig. Dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig some more. D-I-G means clear. D-I-G means understand. D-I-G means catch. D-I-G means comprehend. D-I-G means that you are hip. So dig, dig, dig those cool lips. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig. Dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig. Dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig. Dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig. Dig those cool lips. D-I-G means poise. D-I-G means smoothie. D-I-G means smart. D-I-G means groovy. D-I-G means you know the trick. So dig, dig, dig those nervous chicks. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig. Dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig. Dig-a-rooney, dig, dig.
Excellent. And here's something going out to Ian, the truck driver, driving around in this weather, guaranteed to get him to swerve and to smash into you. Ladies and gentlemen, behold, Yakum Yakum, King Yustovich in the Yustovich Stones.
Yakum Yakum. Yakum Yakum. Yakum Yakum. Yakum Yakum. Yakum Yakum. Yakum Yakum.
We make love in the Chrysler Building, lift our glasses to the sky, turn on the radio and say bye-bye. Hollandaise is washed to sea. Dutch to you, a treat for me. Share some laughs as the urine passes through. fun in the fundus with you. Ho!
You
I didn't realize how ridiculously long this song was. Fun in the Fundus, Fred Lane. Aha, by request for Ian the truck driver, Yakum Yakum. Nervous Norris Dig. I'm going to play something else here. Might as well, I've got till 3 o'clock. What shall I play? Snicklebop, Freddie Fisher. This one is kind of like a scat mood, man. You're crazy. Drug-addled. Ooh, yeah. Oh, I forgot to finish. It's crazy. Drug-addled. Retards.
Ah!
gentlemen, the finest work ever done by Van Morrison.
That you've got ringworm. I'm very sorry, but I have to tell you that you've got ringworm. It's a very common disease. Actually, you're very lucky to have ringworm, because you may have had something else.
I don't know if you know the story behind this or not, but I think it was Bang Records had a contractual record that Van Morrison had to do for them. So he went in the studio and did this. Never was released. Ladies and gentlemen, his medley of Ringworm, You Say France and I Whistle, and I Want a Danish. Ladies and gentlemen, the most fabulous work of Mr. Van Morrison.
You Say France and I Whistle. You say France, and I whistle. I whistle, you say France. No, you say France, and I whistle. No, no, you whistle, I say France. No, no, you say France, and I whistle. Yeah, you whistle, I'll say France. No, no, you say France and I whistle. You want a Danish? No, I've just eaten. Do you want, like, I want some bread up front. Oh, bread up front. You want a sandwich? Have a Danish. You want a sandwich? Have a sandwich. Have a seat. Have a seat. Have a sandwich. Have a Danish.
Fabulous work by none other than Mr. Van Morrison. Yes, sirree, Bob. I think Bob's listening. I know Bob is. All right. We heard Ringworm, You Say France, and I Whistle, and Want a Danish by Mr. Van Morrison. Freddie Fisher gave us Nickel Bop. Reverend Fred Lane, Fun in the Fundus. Then we heard King Yuznovich and Nervous Norvis and Hazel Atkins and Bob Log. Yeah, we did. This is what we're listening to now, is the new Wilco record. Henceforth, I'm talking over it. Zombo is here. Yeah? He did something. Wonderful day to listen to the radio, is it not? Ah. Okay, let's see here. Let me see here. Do you guys wanna know about some drugs? All right. To get the most out of your medication, you need to know what's in them. That's right. Nearly everyone uses prescription over-the-counter medications, but it's so easy to pick them up, and consumers are lulled into thinking they pose no risks. Medicines are powerful and should be treated with respect. I can't even make this one interesting. But you must know how to use them safely, like put them in your mouth when it says put them in your mouth. There we go. Studies show consumers who have a... I see where this is headed. Studies show customers that have a relationship with their pharmacist are more to know about their medicines and take them and have a clearer understanding how to use them. I see where this sucker's going. It's a bunch of lonely pharmacists wanting some chicks. That's what they're all about. They say, you know what? No. These aren't roofies. This isn't a date rape drug. No, this is your birth control. Sure, they look like roofies, and they look like the date rape drug. But believe me, baby, just take two and sit down right here. Hang on, I'm going to just lock the shop up for a little bit. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a movie like that. Anyhow, so there you go. So try to establish a relationship, and one easy step, learn his or her name. Have a list of questions ready when you pick up your prescription. Like, you know, this isn't a date rape drug, is it? No, it is not. You're not sleeping me a roofie, are you? No. Anyhow, you know what? What is roofies used for, anyhow? I have to figure that out. But, you know, because somebody had to make the roofies, you know, for a reason. Like, oh, cures the common cold. It's a roofie. Yeah, I think something like that, or constipation. Probably would solve constipation for some folks. Anyhow, you want to know how to take your medicine. Store them, and whether foods or activities should be avoided while taking your prescription. Know your medicines. Know your pharmacist. A public service massage from, surprise, the Lonely American Pharmacists Association. And the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases reminds you that vaccination's not just for kids. And it's not just for breakfast anymore. For more information, adultvaccination.org. This is the new Vampire Weekend we're listening to. It's called Cousins. And you're listening to Zombo right now. Hey, let me tell you about some shows. You know it. I'll tell you all about some shows here. I will tell you about shows, but you ready? You ready to find out about some shows? Sure you are. Let the person who want the vision to hang himself by the neck, have his face turn purple, take him down and have him describe what he's seen. Sounds like audio fixia. Anyhow, various shades of purple may be achieved by listening to Radio Free Radio Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Okay, let's see what else we got. I got some legendary Stardust Cowboy. Lots of cool phone calls. Give me a jingle. 412. And especially if you're driving around in the snow, it is a good idea to give me a call on your cell phone while you are driving around. Slipping all over the highway, it's always a good time. 412-621-WRCT. Make sure you dial the number. Don't have me on some automatic redial. Make sure you look at your phone, 412-621-WRCT. Make sure you're calling the correct phone number while you're driving around. This is something to do today. So if you're doing that's groovy cool. I admire your whatever. I do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Blade Runner. Legendary Sturgis Cowboy. Yeah! Zombo, right here, right now, right a little bit later, too. RCT 88.3.
Company. we're having a time now. For the guy driving around on the road, calling on his cell phone, the cramps.
Something I ain't had. Some new kind of buzz. I wanna go is actually an animal.
My kind of Zombo show. This is all over the joint. You're listening to Zombo's Deep Archive. And I was probably just getting out of the whole theme show thing, getting into just doing freeform radio again. And it just happened to be the city was still reeling from Snowmageddon. That's right. This show aired 13 years ago, right after Snowmageddon. And it was the 26th of February, 2010. So kind of nice to relive a little bit of the history on the show. And let's just dig in the last hour, WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo's Deep Archive, my regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, Fridays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So let's wind down the last hour of this nonsense.
This is Melvin Kovsnosky, program director of WRCT. I am proud to announce that the latest radio listening survey once again gives WRCT a higher Pittsburgh rating than XEWB, Mexico City, CSCH, North Bay, Ontario, LV10, Buenos Aires, the voice of America!
Whiskey out just to have a little drink of wine. They get drunk every once in a while. They must have been drinking moonshine. And the deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
Deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
Deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
It's a sin.
Ain't it a shame?
Lots of people get drunk once in a while just to speak their sober mind. When they get caught doing crazy things, they put the blame on old moonshine. And the deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
The deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
The deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
Sin
ain't a shame.
They tell me alcohol whiskey is really the very best kind. Better turn that corn in the bread and stop drinking that moonshine. Because the deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
The deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
The deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
It's a sin.
Ain't it a shame?
This country's gonna be lost.